The banks got in trouble because they were using subsidiaries in Nevada to avoid paying taxes in Wisconsin. They were reporting losses to the state while their books showed record profits. The State Department of Revenue has finished audits and reached settlements with four banks. An executive assistant with the department says the dollar amounts will remain secret. Jason Helgerson says a state law passed many, many years ago prohibits the release of any individual tax records. Helgerson says that applies to regular citizens and to big business.
The law is in place to protect individual taxpayers so that the department can't release that information. In the case of companies, it's that some of the information included on your tax on their tax return is proprietary in nature and could put them at a competitive disadvantage if their competitors know about it.
And Helgerson says releasing records for individual taxpayers could prove embarrassing to them. But the president of a government watchdog group says the law should be changed when it applies to businesses. Jay Heck is with Common Cause. He says it's a consumer issue.
I mean, I would think that consumers would want to know. I certainly would want to know if the bank I was doing business with may have been engaging in illegal activity.
The Department of Revenue is still investigating 12 other banks. When all the work is done, the state will publicly release a report detailing the collective amount banks paid in back taxes. Again, the numbers for individual settlements won't be public. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.